I'm praying for this land I love, America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her or what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is October 4th, 2021. Our show will be about current events, in particular, the last 7 days. What's in the news that shouldn't have been, and what did not make the news that should have. I'll be covering all this in a roughly 30-minute episode to get everyone up to speed on current events. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and as always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. Very interesting news here this past week. Things are playing out on a weekly basis here. Very interesting. We'll start off with Deputy Deputy Pima County Attorney, the Deputy County Attorney in Pima in Colorado, Chris Straub, age 64, accidentally died during a fishing trip. This came out September 30th. Now, this Pima County is having issues in Colorado with the election and election ballots and election fraud, and they're also trying to get an election audit to take place in that county and for the state of Colorado, and there's been a lot of pushback. So the timing of this is very strange, I believe, that Chris Straub, age 64, dies accidentally during a fishing trip. He's the deputy county attorney there. Very interesting. Dianne Feinstein this week introduced a bill to require vax proof before boarding domestic flights. And so this was in the news also September 30th. We figured this would be coming down the pipeline, and she introduced a bill to do this. And this will be for anyone boarding a simple flight, a domestic flight. They need to show their papers. And so we're going to be seeing this type of thing more and more as copied from the blueprint in 1930s and 1940s Germany. Remember, per the Nuremberg results of the Nuremberg trials back then, you cannot do this. You cannot base things. You cannot make it mandatory. You can recommend it, but all these bills that are being produced and introduced is making it mandatory that they will not allow you on the flight, or in some cases, in a taxi, in an Uber, unless you show your papers. Very interesting. The Durham Report. New subpoenas came out on September 30th this past week. Remember, this is still ongoing. This probe, going back to the Russia hoax, going back to the Russia meddling that was all faked with the Christopher Steele dossier and the fake FISA approvals, not once, twice, but three or four times, fraudulently done. That'd be a good one to keep in mind. Cash Patel did an interview and talked about, there's an interview floating around with Kash Patel talking about the recent indictment of Michael Sussman. Michael Sussman, that's a 27-page indictment against him. He's the leading attorney of this of Perkins Coie, the big Hillary Clinton Foundation law firm. And so how this was all engineered, it started out basically trying to get information on your opponent, on your political opponent. And it ended up with the Steele dossier, the lies about the Russia collusion all turned out to be lies. So they're going after and getting these folks. But Kevin Kleinsmith has already been indicted. Now Sussman is the big news. But if you get a chance to watch the Kash Patel, and that first name is spelled K-A-S-H, Kash Patel, P-A-T-E-L. He's very good. Very smart, very bright, and a white hat good guy. Sidney Powell's in the news this week about talking about her Dominion lawsuit. That's another interesting. There's various interviews out there that you can watch, and it talks about these updates. They've got Dominion, and it's going to be very interesting because her and Lynn Wood, L-I-N, Lynn Wood, very interesting process with what they're doing there on those lawsuits. Continuing on, General Miley, I'm not sure how you pronounce the name. He was the one testifying. He testified, and this was making all the news this past week. But on September 28th, he testified, and the live feed got switched off for some reason. For those watching this on the internet, they're watching it on live stream. The television had no problems with the TV feed, but the internet feed got cut out, which was just strange. I'm not sure if there was anything coincidental there or not. But he did testify to say that he told Biden that he recommended 2,500 troops stay behind in Afghanistan. And remember, President Biden said that he never got a recommendation from anyone. His recommendation said to leave zero behind. So once again, someone here is lying. So that was a good testimony there, because these guys are all tripping over themselves with all the lies. September 27th, California becomes now a vote-by-mail state. The only way you can vote is vote-by-mail. That became approved September 27th. Going to be very interesting there. No waiting in line to cast your vote. It's a vote-by-mail state only. I think we'll see other ones coming up like this as well. California, also one of the most corrupt when it comes to the voting and the fraud. So very interesting. Now, this past week, some NBA interviews coming out from NBA players, which is very, very interesting, I guess. NBA seemed to be the league that was first tied down and became a puppet slave to what the official narrative on all these things needs to be. But it's interestingly enough that when Bradley Beal did an interview, and so did Jonathan Isaac, saying, you know, we need some better questions to ask. These guys are critical thinkers, and talked about the vaccines by saying, no, I'm not interested if a teammate gets a vaccine or not. It's up to them. I don't care. Why is it mandatory? What does it do? People getting the vaccine are still getting COVID. So what's the point? And so once again, Bradley Beal, B-E-A-L, and Jonathan Isaac gave some very good interviews this week in press conferences. A report that came out on September 28th showed that 131 federal judges worked cases in which they had a financial interest and did not take the time to recuse themselves. There's 131 federal judges that worked cases after an investigation here that took place that said that they did not go on and recuse themselves, but still worked the case anyway, even though they had a financial interest in the outcome of the case. Now, this goes to show, once again, the judges, there's not a handful of bad apples in the federal courts, but most of them are compromised or corrupt. Rose McGowan, the whistleblower that came out a couple of weeks ago, Rose McGowan. Things are getting bad for her. She came forward and said some unsavory things about the truth. But in the past 5 days, she announced that she was driven off the road in one incident. Her apartment was broken into in another incident. And then she pulled up her credit report. It was blank. It said no history shown. So she made posts of all this. She documented all this on her Twitter account. The door was broken off her apartment, broken into. The door was taken off the hinges. She was driven off the road, and her credit report shows her entire history of zero, blank, nothing on her credit. And she said all this took place in 5 days. So there are things going on behind the scenes trying to get Rose McGowan. These are not made up tales. These are not made up stories. And no, she will not be committing suicide soon. Let's just get that out there right now. Moving on, 24 operatives caught on video stuffing the Dropbox with 1,900 ballots over a three-day period. These folks were caught. There was a ballot Dropbox to drop off ballots. And on video, they're able to identify 24 different people, over a three-day period, stuffing the ballot box with what they counted to be over 1,900 ballots were being stuffed that were not coming in on normal type of ballots. This is relating once again to the 2020 election. Now, this is information that does not make the mainstream news. Wouldn't you think that this would be a top leading news story? But what does make the news, everyone's talking about the debt ceiling. We're talking about the fiscal cliff. We're talking about all this negative economy types of things. Now, this very well could be true, but we're getting it from all the stations using the same terminology, the same phrasing, and the same narrative that we're all going to hit. Keep in mind, the last time we had the fiscal cliff was brought up is in 2012. The end of the year, end of November and the beginning of December, all we heard in 2012 was the fiscal cliff. And then what happened? The shooting at Sandy Hook. The shooting at Sandy Hook overtook all of the mainstream news, and no one mentioned the fiscal cliff ever again. Keep that in mind. Sometimes they try to push narratives down people's throats and then have a false flag brought into it, and then everyone seems to forget. The Wall Street Journal this week on September 29th announced that YouTube will ban any video that states the vaccine or the jab are either dangerous or ineffective, or videos showing that the vaccine or the jab is, quote, not healthy. In fact, YouTube has already suspended the accounts of Dr. Mercola and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this week. So at the end of September, YouTube suspends two prominent accounts and says that they're going to start taking down videos that has anything to do with a negative connotation with the vaccine or the jab, considering it dangerous or ineffective. Number one, we know that that is true. Or if it's considered not healthy, we know that that is also true. Why is YouTube doing this? You must ask yourself. Remember, it's the almighty dollar. When they're compromised by the folks pushing the narrative and making big bucks to push that narrative, they will certainly push that narrative, regardless if it's right or not. Now, Newsom, Governor Newsom, California, once again, mandates vaccines now for all students. I repeat, all students in California schools, grades K through 12, and that this came out October 1st, mandates, once again, Nuremberg laws, you cannot mandate, you can recommend, you cannot have a mandate to require things such as this. And so California, once again, the corrupt Newsom in charge quickly mandates for all the students. Now, we know that it's not good to get the vaccine for any children, particularly under age 15 or 16, especially for youth and the small kids. Well, he's going right after it, K through 12. Interesting to see what'll happen there. A plane crash near Milan, Italy, kills 8, including a Romanian billionaire. Now, that's interesting. A Romanian billionaire goes down after piloting a plane that kills 8, including himself. Now, that may be newsworthy. It may be noteworthy. It may be nothing. But once again, interesting when a plane crash happens. Now, remember, Q already tells us that 7 of 10 plane crashes are targeted kills. 7 of 10. Basically, 70% of all helicopter and plane crashes are targeted kills. Now, for those who think that this is just a random plane crash, the crash happened just minutes after takeoff. Very, very strange. I would not think that this is just a coincidence. That'd be another good story to follow. Now, in Delaware, they're starting an audit of the 2020 election. Audit of the election. Now, this is Joe Biden's home state, Delaware. They're 10% done with this preliminary audit, just getting a general feel. They're taking a 10% sample of ballots. Already, a press release came out today saying that there's already 20,000 votes that are either invalid or suspect of the 10% sample size that they did in the state of Delaware. I'm not sure what county this is, but maybe it's just throughout all of the state of Delaware. 10% done. 10% done, already 20,000 invalid or suspect. The interesting thing to note here, there's a nursing home in Delaware that only holds 96 beds. And doing this preliminary audit, they already found that the votes coming in from that nursing home had 296 votes come in, 296 voters from a nursing home. Keeping in mind, the nursing home only has 96 beds. So big anomalies are already coming through in Delaware. Now, for those following the Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie case with that death, it's been very strange. Some are calling it orchestrated an event. Some are calling it fake. Some are calling it a hoax. Some are calling it legit. But just this week, both of their Instagram accounts had all the photos removed. Sorry, not all, but most. There's only a handful of photos left on each of their Instagram accounts. Now, Gabby Petito's dead, allegedly. Who would be in her Instagram account deleting photos if she's dead? Brian Laundrie, they haven't found him yet. He's on the lam. Bunch of his photos. I would say 90, 95% of all of the photos on these two Instagram accounts are now gone, wiped clean. That's another that's another indicator that there's something fishy going on when you get these types of things. Even remembering the David Crowley case in Minnesota after the bodies were found, large chunks of comments and posts on David Crowley's personal Facebook timeline were removed, deleted, and or hidden after his death. Very interesting when these types of things happen. Ted Nugent, those Ted Nugent fans out there, the rocker, gave an interview on 10/3 yesterday, October 3rd. This was one of the best interviews. He calls all the folks taking the vaccine our sheep. Proceeded to baa a few times. And the interviewer then asks, are you saying all the millions of people that took the vaccines are stupid? Ted Nugent says, yep. Watch that. If you haven't seen it, do a search on Ted Nugent, a recent interview he did concerning the vaccine. He calls them all stupid. Anyone who's taken the vaccine, which is very good, very interesting. Now, Fauci this past week, new definition of vaccinated. Remember, what Fauci's doing is moving the goalposts. Moving the goalposts. Every time we talk about the vaccine, the COVID, the coronavirus, at first it was people should get the vaccine. And then it said people should get multiple vaccines. Then it was people should get the vaccine and a booster. Well, right now, the official definition of being vaccinated, according to Dr. Fauci, is two shots of the vaccine and one booster, vaccine booster. That's the definition, two shots and one booster. This was announced on September 29th. He said that's the definition of being vaccinated. Unless you have that, you're not vaccinated. According to the definition, two shots and one booster. So what they're getting into is a revolving door of not everyone, even who are trying to comply by taking the vaccination, can't even keep up with the number of vaccinations and booster shots because the definition keeps changing. And so that's part of this plan as well, is to just keep this chaos going. And with an orchestrated event or a staged event or a false flag, what you see is chaos. Lots of chaos in all of this. That's what we're seeing in the last 2 years with all this COVID nonsense. Nothing's been clear cut. Nothing's been orderly. Nothing's been done in a linear fashion. It's all around the board, all across the board, with a lot of chaos. That's an indicator that there's other things at work here. Now, McAfee, John McAfee, the late John McAfee, allegedly, a lot of dumps on his account, a lot of activity in his Telegram account. Remember, he's allegedly dead, but there's a lot of activity. Well, this last week, a giant drop of information, and people were going nuts about all the information that was dropped on his Telegram account. Inside information, whistleblower type of stuff. Well, all it took was a couple hours before folks on these various internet forums to analyze the data. And they said, you know what? This was the same dump in 2016 that Guccifer 2.0 did. It was the same dump. And so because it's 5 years later, and there's a lot of whole new round of people waking up in the last 5 years, especially in the last 2 years, they did not know the difference. So keep in mind, is this Telegram account by John McAfee real, legit, or not? Or is it a LARP? Who knows? But the dump that went out this past week was, in fact, the 2016 dump that was done by Guccifer 2.0 back in 2016, which is good. The dump itself is good. The data is correct and real. It's legitimate data, and it's good that people are noticing it. But it should have went out with the warning or a disclaimer saying that this is old news. This is not fresh news. Still good, nonetheless, that people are looking into it. Now, Biden got his booster shot. We covered this last week on the show. That was very strange. I ended the show last week on our current events show that Biden was getting this booster shot. It was on national television. Everyone was watching it. How strange it was that it was being done in that fashion. How odd. And why would you ever need to push the narrative so hard? You have to do a live television shot. Well, this last week, it's been exposed now that that whole set was on a staged event, not at the White House. It was done on a stage with cameras, lighting, and microphones. And who knows if that was a live shot, a live take? Was it done in multiple takes? We still don't even know which Biden it was even getting the alleged shot or if he got the shot. But once again, all the world is a stage. So goofy. Dr. Fauci. In the news just yesterday, October 3rd, started planting the seed in the mainstream media that Christmas may be canceled in 2021. Christmas! Christmas may be canceled. Now, the fact that they're even planting the seed this early means that it's more likely going to be. You can't give the public all this information up front. It's too much for a person to process all this. So you've got to feed it. You've got to gently give out sizable packets of information to people to slowly, over the months, they'll say, you know what, I'm not surprised that Christmas is canceled. Once we get into December, it won't be a surprise when it's announced that it will be canceled. There'll be no gatherings. We've run into this over the years in the past, these last couple of years with Thanksgiving and 4th of July and Easter and Christmas. You shouldn't be getting together. You shouldn't be in other close contact with other groups to beat the spread of the coronavirus. Well, churches, churches was another thing. Well, where does the most fellowship happen where people that are awake start waking up other people about what's going on? It's usually around family time, holidays, and in church fellowship. That's one of the first things they went after, was get people, eliminate the opportunity for people to chat with one another about what's really going on and how things don't make sense. They closed down bars right away when all this first started happening. All these hot spots for people to chat with their buddies and do some critical thinking of what's really going on as the world events do not make sense. That's where they shut off first. Now, they're already talking about shutting down Christmas. Very interesting. Would not surprise me in the least. Now, an interview came out from a warehouse employee. He did a TikTok. Filmed himself. He's a warehouse manager. I'm not even sure where this company was, but he showed the boxes and boxes of things piling up for a company that keeps PPEs. Now, this is all this respiratory, people with respiratory issues are given PPEs for the coronavirus. He said he works for a company that they're stacked to the ceiling in this warehouse of all this PPE, but it isn't going anywhere. There's no orders to be selling this stuff, we'll call it. But it keeps coming in. So his conclusion on his little TikTok said, look for something big to be happening, because these companies stockpiling these kinds of things, meaning there will be a demand for it eventually. But he says when he checked the records, no one's purchasing this stuff. It's just sitting there. So there could be a large event coming. He was giving us essentially a warning because it didn't make sense. Normally you stockpile inventory for a company that when after you receive the order for such inventory to go back out the door, he said, there's no orders for this stuff. It's just piling up. The question is, why? Once again, very good critical thinking by this person in the warehouse to say, you know what? This doesn't make sense. It's not adding up. Nice TikTok there. He shows stuff piling up the inventory, and it's piled to the ceiling of all this PPE. Very interesting. Very well done. Now, 2,500 DC area healthcare workers are standing up against the vaccine mandate. This is also something not really making the news. 2,500 people in DC standing up against the mandate. It's pretty big. That should also be front page. Now, an upcoming report, check this out. An upcoming report shows that 3,200 pedophiles are in the French Catholic Church. This came out yesterday, October 3rd, press release about an upcoming report in the French Catholic Church shows that they've identified 3,200 different pedophiles in and within that church. And so a report will be coming out. We'll be certainly following it on this show for items like this. Remember, those folks in the Catholic Church think that there are just, quote, a few bad apples as far as pedophiles. A few bad apples out there that like altar boys and little boys. It's more than a few bad apples. This is 3,200 in the French Catholic Church alone that they've identified. Very interesting. And last of all, Stu Peters has having a bunch of good interviews recently about the COVID, the vaccines, and whatnot. He's bringing on interviews with whistleblowers blowing the whistle on this whole plandemic fraud. The one I would like you to urge you to watch is he interviews Megan, a nurse from Minnesota named Megan, saying She says the ICUs are not full. The shortages in the hospitals are because of the nurses. There's a nurse shortage. And it leaves the illusion that things are backed up. But it is misinformation. Now, she came forward after helping an elderly couple that was dying, an elderly person, and the family of this elderly person looked her right in the eye and says, are you doing everything you can to keep my parent alive? Everything. Is the hospital doing everything they can? And she says, no, you know, we're not. There are things that I would like to do to help this person. We're not allowed to do that. And they're getting into the conversation of the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, things like this that are helpful. Things like this that assist in reducing the side effects and the issues with the virus and the respiratory issues and the blood clots, things like this that are going on. But the hospitals are not promoting them. They're not doing them. It doesn't make them any money. They are told what to offer and what to subscribe and what to use in the case of COVID. But it's not what you can do. So this nurse is coming forward by saying this goes against everything I do and everything I did by becoming a nurse. It's to help patients, to help people, to help families, to do everything they can to help them out. And so she had to come forward after she told one family that, no, they're not doing everything they can for their dying parent. They're not allowed to. The hospitals will not allow them. Hospitals are there to make money. These are not nonprofit agencies. They're not out there to help the general public. They are a business. And to be a business, you're there to make money as a going concern. That is their mission. So, if they're not allowed to give out and prescribe and offer these drugs, they're not doing everything they can. And so this particular nurse named Megan came forward. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Big shout out to our patrons, those donating. Thank you for that. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is October 4th, 2021. Thanks for listening. Don't change.